Not sure I have the will to fight, but there's a storm that's coming our way. Can we find the courage to stay? Where will we run? There's no one to save us, who'll save us. Nowhere to turn to find the strength that's inside us. Stand up, gotta make shelter now. Be a lighthouse to everyone. Let's come to life, let's look alive, shine a light. Let's come to life, let's look alive and make things right. Let's come to life, let's look alive. Maybe we have a hero's heart. Feels like we're breaking every day. Oh, we're letting all the dark parts fall away. It's time to rise up and show up. We are the ones to change the world that's around us. And counting on me and you, the whole world is true. Let's stand upright, gotta make shelter now. Be a lighthouse to everyone.
Let's go to life. Let's go to life and look. talk with my hands, so this may not always work. You know, when you have company, things are supposed to be like running smooth. Yeah. We want to welcome Unity Christ Church members. Thank you for being here this morning. All right, so, boy, I'm living my lesson because this is a mystery this morning. We kid you not, we came in here, Wayne and I think Wayne was here longer than I was, but we were here all afternoon checking equipment, making sure we knew what we were doing, how to turn it on, how to... God is good, though, isn't he?
All
yes.
All the time.
Yes. Well, the key to unlock the mysteries of life, guess where it is?
Inside.
Yeah, that's my peoples. It's inside us. It's inside us. You know, sometimes we forget that God is life. And that life is in us, and we live and move and have our being in the life of God. You know, it is eternal, not just this physical timeline. Once we catch the idea, we can truly begin to truly express life in its fullest, can't we? Once we know who we are, once we know that we are children of the Most High, we can move through experiences, through experiences in life, letting the stuff that does not matter do what? Just drop off to the wayside. Because like I always tell you, things do not come to stay, they come to what?
Pass.
All right. It's a good day.
Amen.
Dr. Abdul Kalam, this is a quote I'm gonna read to you, what he had to say. He said, life and time are the world's two teachers. Life teaches us to make good use of time, while time teaches us the value of life. I love that quote. He also wrote, the great mystery, it is at the heart of all human existence. It is a mystery of the goal toward which God is moving in human affairs. I think that when I hear that God is moving in human affairs, I think of God wants to express through us, as us. Whatever path you're on, God wants to express through you as you. So we have an obligation to reach out and touch, right? To touch others, to let others know. One presence, one power is moving throughout our lives. And Dr. Kalam sums this all up. He says, the mystery of it all is the Christ within. Christ is at the heart of all things. You know, night turns into day. We have stars in the sky. Seasons change. Snow. Well, I'm going to mention snow again. We could use a little cool air right now. Snow. We have snow. We have sun. Rain. But it's all good. It's all good. Change is good. You and I, look at yourself. Look at your arms, your hands. We're intricately made. Mm-hmm. You ever wonder about the mystery of breath? We breathe in and we breathe out. It's an automatic response. There's a mystery in movement of limbs. I used to lay and think, how does my hand know to move and open and close? There's a mystery to life, isn't it? There, just think what's beyond this, the skin that we clothe ourselves with. All the vessels, all the muscles, everything working together. And sometimes it gets out of kilter, doesn't it? And there's a mystery even in that. So, everything is connected. Everything is related. Everything is moving. You feel it? And the mystery of it all, the Christ within. Because it begins with our inner light out. You know, we've been trained to believe that everything is on the outer. Everything, all our circumstances happen because of the some outer event. But believe me when I tell you, it's an inner event. And once we begin to look at the things we do, look at the things we say, we're putting energy out into the ethers, our words, our deeds, how we look at one another, how we express ourselves. Are we letting God express through us as we come to each other, even in anger? Or is it that little me? You know, we teach the children, there's a little me, and then there's a great me. Is it that little self that's coming out? I watched a program, and I don't know why these things only come like 2-3 in the morning. But I watched a program, and I love this program, because it got me to thinking. And this program talked about the theory of how the earth came into being. And it talked about an explosion and matter forming and so on and so forth. But what fascinated me was it never mentioned the Creator. And I sat there looking at that, and I thought, what was there before the explosion? What was there? What was the energy that was moving throughout all the experience? Another mystery, huh? Another mystery in life. Joel Goldsmith, in the book The Infinite Way, he wrote, "There is not a spiritual universe and a material universe." And that's how we've been trained and taught, haven't we? There's a heaven and then there's an earth. Well, he says there's not a spiritual universe and a material universe, but rather what appears in our world is spirit-made or consciousness expressed as idea. And there's really only one. There's no separation. All is one in spirit. And I like the thought about that. There's not a spiritual universe and a material universe. There's only one. And that's in you. All of it is in you. I found this in one of my Bible commentaries. It says, "Life is experiencing genuine thankfulness, healing, spiritual gifts, and anointing from the Holy Spirit, life is heaven on earth. And discovering the supernatural, life is being a temple for the Holy Spirit to live. Life did not begin with mortal birth. We lived in spirit before we entered mortality. We are spiritually what? Children of God. We're connected. We're one. There's only one presence and one power. And guess what? We live and move and have our being in it. Isn't that a great thought? To know that no matter what happens in your life, what the experience is, what mysteries occur that you wonder about, there's only one presence and one power. And when we lean and trust and rest in that, oh my, things unfold in a wonderful, beautiful, marvelous way. Job 33 and 4 says, the Spirit of God has made me, and the breath of the Almighty gives life. Yes, dear ones, we are more than what the eye can see. We're more than what we believe we are. We're spiritual beings. We've been given power. Are we using our power? Sometimes. The goal is to be steady, faithful, and true. That's the goal. I like to watch old movies on the Turner Network, and know I've used some examples of that before. But when I think about this mysteries of life, I think about the black and white movie. I don't remember the name, where the train is coming down the track and the guy is laying there and somebody scoops him up just before the train hits. That's life sometimes, isn't it? That train is coming down the tracks and we're searching around looking for a savior. And guess where the savior is? In you. Take a moment, breathe, know, trust. Your Savior is in you. The words to that, the song that they sing, ah, sweet mystery of life, at last I found thee. Ah, I know at last the secret of it all. All the longing, seeking, striving, waiting, yearning, the burning hopes, the joy, and idle tears that fall. For 'tis love and love alone the world is seeking, and 'tis love and love alone that can repay. 'Tis the answer, 'tis the end, and it is all living, love and love and love alone. That's part of our belief, isn't it? We believe that love is the great harmonizer and the great healer of all. Life is such a mystery, or is it? I think the key may be in those lyrics. Could it really be all about love? You know, when we try love, things happen, don't we? When we try to place love instead of anger, love instead of hate, things begin to move, don't they? Yeah. Jesus Christ placed an emphasis on love. God is love, and since we live, move, and have our being in the essence of all that is, we are love. Could the key to solve the mysteries of life be contained within the verses about love. Could it be we are dynamic expressions of God on a quest to know and reveal the mystery of our true selves? Yes, we can begin to unlock the mystery. I'm going to give you the four R's. These are by Emily Cady. These are four R's. Follow them, use them, and you'll see things unfold in your life. The first R is recognizing. Recognizing God is love. God is all there is. God is intelligence, substance, omnipotent. I knew I would do this. Do it every time. Omnipotence, omniscience, and omnipresence. Get a good sense of that. Let that soak down into your subconscious. Recognize that. And then in recognizing that, receive the divine ideas. We have recognize and receive. Receive the idea that you are a child of God. At every moment, God's life, love, wisdom, power flow through you. My, anybody else leaping inside? I'm standing up here. Yes. Feed me more. So we have recognizing, we have receiving, and then this is what we've been singing about all morning. Radiate. Radiate the spirit within by knowing you are spirit, perfect, whole, and harmonious. Don't pay any attention to this. I read a book that says skin suits. Don't pay any attention to the skin suit that you have on. Because in you is something greater than that. And then we have recognizing, receiving, and radiating out, letting our light shine. And then rest. Rest by affirming that God works in me to will and to do whatever He wishes me to do. Or, I shouldn't use He. Whatever Spirit wishes me to do. And guess what? Spirit cannot fail. What's the desire in your heart? That's God wanting to express through you. And that cannot fail. So we're going to go through the next few days. You're going to recognize by looking about you and seeing the beauty about you. You're going to receive. You're going to receive all the beauty that's out here. All the beauty that brings up that love warmth that's in you. And then you're going to radiate out. You're going to let your light shine. You're not going to let anyone snuff out your light. In fact, you're going to ignite theirs. That's what, I love that. That's what we're here for. To ignite one another's light. And then take time to rest. Let all this sink in. Connect. Know that you're one with Spirit. Yes, we can do that, can't we? And guess what? When we do that, we're going to turn the key and solve the mysteries of life. Yes, true for me, and I hope it's true for you. Let's take a moment. We want to get into this rest thing. We want to tap in. We want to latch on. We want to feel the activity of Spirit move through us this morning. We're going to do this, but first we're going to affirm the Lord's Prayer together. Together, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. So take that deep breath with me, right here, right now. We want to fill the vessel. We want to fill ourselves so full, running over, that nothing can harm us as we go about our day. I like Charles Fillmore's, our co-founder of Unity's words. So just rest as I use them in the first person. Make them your words. I am now in the presence of pure being. Just think of the magnitude of that statement. You are surrounded right now in the presence and power of the One. I am now in the presence of pure being. Immersed in the Holy Spirit of life, love, and wisdom. Breathing in and breathing out, I know this to be the truth of my being. I am flooded and filled and bathed in the Holy Spirit of life, love, and wisdom. And surrounded and filled and touched and lifted by all this, I acknowledge thy presence and thy power, O blessed Spirit. Moving in and throughout, touching what needs to be touched this day. Lifting up and glorifying that which already is. And in knowing the truth of my being, divine wisdom erases all my mortal limitations. And from thy pure substance of love, bring into manifestation my world according to thy perfect law. Breathing in and breathing out, I step into my inner chamber, and immediately I am flooded, surrounded, and uplifted in a sea of all there is. And I take a few moments and I rest and I trust in the quiet. And as I prepare to return to this time and place, I do so in gratitude. I do so knowing that my life is unfolding and the mystery is being resolved. And I'm stepping into the wisdom of the energy, the light, and the Spirit of God. So I give thanks, dear God, in this moment of truth, right here, right now. I give thanks for all that is and for being a part of your presence and your power. And as I prepare to return to the presence of this room, I imagine good things unfolding in every area of my life. No matter what the experience is, I know everything works together for my good. So for this and all things, dear God, I just say, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And it is so, and so we let it be. I have an affirmation here, and I want you to not only say it to yourselves, but we're going to say it to each other. It's in your insert if you want to follow along, but once I say it, you'll know it. And the first part of it is, I imagine good things unfolding in every area of my life. Feel that energy flow through you as you affirm this together. I imagine good things unfolding in every area of my life, and hold that energy, that vibration. And then I want you to look at someone, because sometimes we have to be reminded of things in life. And we're going to say this to them using you together. You imagine good things unfolding in every area of your life. And you feel that energy transmitting between you, letting it go, knowing it to be the truth for them. And as community, let's affirm this together. We imagine good things unfolding in every area of our life, and we hold that to be the truth. We have a little change in our program, so ushers, hold on a moment while we listen to a song.